Tonight we are here to mourn the loss of a very important Australian television program, one that dealt with some very important issues. Issues such as the longest time you've ever masturbated, how many guys you've hooked up with a nightclub bathroom, and how you let your dog lick fluids off your naked body. We will miss you, adults only.
I'm a huge fan, and I look forward to listening to it as I do all of yours on Behind Big Brother.
It's day 66, and this is part two of our podcast for today. If you want to listen to the voicemails that we've gotten recently, then tune in to part one.
Let's jump back a bit to, we'll first start off with this adults only being cancelled. Personally, I'm not really bothered by it. I have a premium membership, so I can, if I want, yeah, I can look at that whenever I want. People are pissed off about it, and we'll play some voicemails in a minute with one particularly pissed off viewer. I think it was a good move by Channel 10. Although nothing came out of the media slanting the show as big as it was last year, I think it was a good idea for them to pull it before anything started to really rare up. And they've still got it on the website. It brings more visitors to their website. The adult only wasn't doing anything for me, so that's why I'm not going to miss it. What do you think?
I disagree. I didn't watch adults only, so I'm not particularly bothered by the fact that it was taken off, but I am bothered by the principle behind taking it off.
There wasn't a principle behind it. They just took it off.
MPs were starting to gear up pressure against Channel 10 yet again, and they were even looking to change legislation regarding how television shows can be censored by the ACMA, which I don't agree with in any
Our
way
show's
whatsoever.
Already censored enough as is.
Exactly. So why should Channel 10 have to bow again, take a show off air completely? And it was not a good commercial move because websites don't make money. Television ratings do. So it wasn't a good idea for Channel 10 in a commercial sense. Adults-only ratings were up slightly over last year's Uncut.
I think it was toned down from last year. I don't understand why there was becoming this
It uproar. Was toned down, and even Channel 10 admitted that. I mean, they had to bring on two extra censors this season.
And it was a lot less... It was different. It was so different to last year, because last year was definitely focusing on the more hardcore subjects of this adults-only chatter. And this year, it was very tame. I don't understand the reasoning behind them gearing up. Maybe they just hate reality television.
It really became one of those mob mentality things. They just had a crusade against Big Brother.
They wanted something to win.
I doubt they even watched and compared to see if it had been toned down and what actual footage they had a problem with. It's just the enemy.
About keeping it on the website, I'm all for that. Even as websites have their censorship is a lot further down the scale than what's shown on television, so they can put whatever they want on there. And they've said in the email they sent out to all their members that content that was going to be on the show will be supplied on the website, which I think is great. It means more content in this premium section, which is what people have been asking for. They paid however much for it. It'll bring the money for people signing up through premium, so.
But hey, what about the people who are aged 15 to 18 who can't get access to premium because they're not 18 yet, but were allowed to watch Uncut because they're over 15?
Ask their parents for a credit card. I know it's not always going to work. Maybe they should. Well, yeah.
I really doubt that a parent.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, can I borrow your credit card? I want to look at people showering in the Big Brother house.
But like I was just saying, the censorship for websites are a lot lower, so maybe that's why they're only letting credit cards, is because you have to be over 18 to have a credit card. So by only having over 18s, they can show more.
Well, I checked the premium tonight and I could only find two new videos. That coupled with the cost of bandwidth, I don't think it's going to be to as high a level of content available as what they could show on television. But anyway, it did infuriate quite a lot of people.
One in particular.
One forum user in particular.
Okay, well, I got told to call and I'm just ringing up about the fucking Big Brother adults only that's been fucking axed because of that fucking cunt and fucking whoever it is. I'm so fucking pissed off that they fucking took it off. I don't know how the fuck they can do that. I'm so pissed. I'm fucking breaking everything. I'm so fucking pissed! Yeah, one more thing. I just fucking hope that those people that fucking cancelled it fucking die. I can't fucking believe that this has happened. Big Brother's my favourite fucking show. I love everything about it, and now one of the fucking best things is gone. I fucking cannot believe it. Well, I'm just going to keep on fucking calling because I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do without Big Brother. One of the best shows that fucking is on TV, so the fucking supernatural, fucking all that shit, and then they fucking have to go and cancel. Why don't those fucking pussies that watch it and then fucking complain, why don't they go fucking die? Don't fucking watch if you're gonna fucking complain. And fucking they're saying that the children are fucking blah 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 blah. Well, fucking if you're a good parent, your children won't be watching you, you fucking cunts. Bye.
Amongst the swearing, he does make a good point about parents letting their children watch.
I'm sure the MPs, PMs, who have brought up this issue have children who are of older age. I'm pretty sure most of them would be in an age where their kids would be over 15. So them kicking up a stink.
But also the family group saying, oh, all these kids are watching the show. Really, it's up to the parents to decide.
Definitely up to the parents. I'm totally all for that. Parents should control what their kids are watching. If they don't like what's on TV, change the channel, turn it off, unplug it.
And they're well informed. I mean, we have a rating system for a reason. The whole classification department, their motto is to inform so that you can make your choices or something along those lines.
And you have that, well, I don't know how, maybe it goes for 5 or 6 seconds at the beginning that says, you know, this show is MA. This is why it is MA, language, sex scenes, whatever. If parents can't take notice of that and realise, and Gretel says every single time before the show, she says, if you're not 15, turn off.
And the whole renaming of the show to adults only, surely that's a clue to what the show's about. We also got another call about adults only.
A less infuriated one.
Hey guys, it's Scott here from Brisbane. Just calling about adults only being cancelled. I cannot believe it is being cancelled. After everything that they've gone through to make it less controversial than last year, meeting the, you know, the standards that have been set, I just cannot believe that people are still whinging about it. I would like to know who, what groups this time are up in arms about it still being on air. I just think my biggest thing is that you don't have to watch the show. These people who are whinging about it are obviously sitting through it. To realise they don't like it, to then go and complain about it, just don't watch it in the first place. I don't understand why they just don't pick up the remote, change the channel. It's, I think, without adults only, we're going to see absolutely nothing, because at the 7 o'clock show, obviously, is very censored. So it gives way for the adults only, for us to see the true people that these housemates actually are. And I think that is reality on adults only. The fact that these, you know, average age of 22-year-olds, what they talk about is what people our age do talk about. So that is the reality of these housemates. And I just think without that, we're not seeing, you know, we're not seeing the real them, and how are we supposed to know when we come to voting who we like and who we don't, because what's shown at the 7 o'clock show is so censored that it's not a true representation of them. So I just think it's bullshit that it's been cancelled, and I thought I'd give you a call to let you know. Okay, thank you guys, bye.
I definitely agree with the point this guy had on what's shown on adults only being reality, but that to me just gives them more reason to change the time slot of the show and make it longer. Put it at a later time slot, make it all semi-adults only, and you don't have the problem. And about the people not, why don't they just turn the TV off? They don't have lives, that's why they don't turn it off. They want something to complain about.
But we complain about Big Brother though.
Yeah, but
and we watch it.
If we run a fan website, we're allowed to. That's the way it works. We're not going to Parliament saying this show is shit, take it off the air. We're not.
Well, yeah, the difference being we don't want it taken off, we want it improved. And
yeah,
a lot of people on the forums, I can't speak for everybody, but quite a few people do want the show put later and extended.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, maybe we'll actually talk about that now. the 1 hour show last week, I think it was last Thursday, I don't know, I watched it later because I wasn't in the country, but that show was put together so well, it was awesome. The whole show just rolled. It started later, it was because of the intruders, it did start later in the afternoon, I mean, the timing of what was the content, but the show just rolled together so well, and with the extended time slot they just had so much more time to play around with and so much more footage to put into the show, and I really enjoyed it. And it was one of, if you haven't seen it, like, go find a copy of it, because it was one of the best shows this season, I think. And it didn't have an SMS 24-hour vote contained in it.
We do throw around a lot of ideas behind the scenes on Big Brother on how the show can be improved. And with the 1 hour time slot, although it may conflict with Channel 10's scheduling, one idea could be maybe have half an hour from 7 to 7:30, and then later in the night have another half an hour, 9:30 to 10, the news, and then up late. Creates a good bracket for people to keep watching Channel 10, so it's good from a commercial point of view, and it gives us more Big Brother footage.
Big Brother makes so much money for Channel 10 and for, you know, the advertising that they get. I think Channel 10 would be willing to fiddle around with some things, maybe get rid of Adult Only Simpsons, and figure something out to make the show work for an hour time slot in either a split up format or in the 1 hour.
So back to the present. This weird hypnotist thing that appeared for a few hours on the official website and then just disappeared.
Yeah, well, the inside gossip is that the housemates wouldn't agree to it.
Oh, for sure. I'd never agree to it.
Yeah, well, that's why it's cancelled. That Big Brother or the production team asked the housemates, would you be into being hypnotized? And they said no. So they had to get rid of it, which to me is pretty idiotic. Advertising it, basically advertising what you were going to do before you even asked the housemates.
It was really a smack to the credibility of the show when they advertise something and then have to take it back.
And not say anything about it.
Well,
for a
couple of days.
Yeah, and then bring up this show that's just a special because they've already got this time slot available.
And this new show, I really have doubts about it. Although I like the idea of questioning the housemates with audience questions better than some fancy, fantastic plastic hypnotist, it feels like the whole thing's just been thrown together really fast out of emergency because they had an hour time slot to fill and the hypnotist thing fell through. So they've had to come up with this idea, which, by the way, was used last year.
I just hope that the questions they pick have content to them, and they, you know, you already posted that the housemates are going to be tested if they're lying about it or something.
Well, that's one of my fears. I'm really worried that they're going to bring back that stupid voice test analysis.
I hope that graphic has been disposed of, because all it was a graphic, quite frankly. If they bring that back, it's going to be a huge downfall.
Okay, so new intruders. Although I don't really like Perry, I think, because that type of personality doesn't appeal to me that much, I am glad that she's there because it's finally creating some conflict. And we saw it on tonight's Daily Show when she seems to be having tiffs with everybody, but mainly Camilla. Conflict is interesting watching. It's much more interesting than these stupid, constructed relationships.
I'm nominated.
Yeah, and it's much more interesting than, like, Jamie, like, I'm Jamie, like, you know, like...
I have a huge long.
Yeah, my like, penis is, like, so long and, like, I'm so cool.
He might be devastated that Adult Only is cancelled. Back to Perry. I liked her in the beginning. I thought, wow, she's going to bring so much to this house and, yeah, she's going to start conflict. But I think she's gone almost too far. To me, I don't know the woman, so I can't really comment, but she seems like she's just latching and trying to be angry and get pissed off all the time. I think most of the time she does honestly, you know, genuinely get annoyed and say her piece, which is great. But sometimes
you think it's put on.
Sometimes I think it's a bit put on, and I think in a couple of days people are going to get sick of it and she'll get nominated.
Unfortunately, yeah, but it has gotten to the point where Big Brother Australia was so boring for one stage that I don't even care if it's put on anymore, because we all know that reality television has lost all its reality innocence now. I don't really care if she puts it on. If it's good watching, then let her do it.
I think it's great that with these intruders, they're not sticking together. Darren and Perry aren't together at all. They're having tiffs with each other. Usually the intruders stick together. Oh, we're intruders. We're not really housemates. They're fitting in so well. These intruders were picked awesomely.
And Perry was so fast to say, I'm housemate now, when Lauren was kicked out. I'm housemate. I'm housemate.
Yeah. And I think she actually is now. She doesn't... When I watch the show, I don't have that awkward, she's an intruder, she doesn't actually know what's going on, feeling about it. Either do I do... I don't have that with Darren either, because he's integrated so well with the Holden V8 club and whatnot.
Well, not necessarily. He hasn't really fit in with those boys, I don't think, because he sort of had that little tiff with Jamie over the pillow fight.
He's definitely part of the boy group more than the girl group.
Well, I think he's closer to David than he is the boy group.
He's bringing them all together, which is what I'm liking. As much as, you know, we want conflict, but he's bringing them together. And in doing so, with Perry being there, it's becoming conflict because they don't want to be together. They separated for a reason. The two groups are there because they don't get along with each other that much.
No, I still disagree, but...
and that other one, what was her name? Lauren, Janine, Lauren?
Elise 2?
Yeah, Elise Volume 2. She was just brought into the house because she was bisexual. Oh my God, maybe Camilla can hook in, or Claire can have a first lesbian experience. That had no substance. That was a badly picked intruder. Perry and Darren are great picked intruders. They're awesome.
You see, I liked Lauren as well. I liked all the intruders this time around.
What was so appealing about Lauren? I didn't think she brought anything up. We only saw her for, what, 3 days, 4 days?
Yeah, well, that's one of the problems. But I did feel that she was a little more genuine than Perry. Because, as you said, it's almost as though Perry's putting it on. And Darren seems to be very stereotypic, mumbling, wearing a blue singlet, hanging out with the blokes, likes cars. Whereas Lauren was sort of not quite a stereotype. She seemed a little more like a real person. And she did have her entertaining moments, like when she was in the sauna and doing her impression of Jamie, which was pretty funny.
I think she was quite smart with that, because she knew what the outside were thinking. She was by herself. She could have said and done anything, because none of the housemates were there. Big Brother couldn't have told her off for letting them know about the outside. So her doing that was sort of, I know what everyone's thinking.
There's one little pet peeve about Perry, alliteration, that's really annoying me. The other day on The Daily Show, she was going on at Jamie, and although I don't like Jamie at the moment, she was going on to him about knowing the value of money, how he keeps getting these fines. Then again, she's told other housemates that she gives her daughter $100 a week pocket money.
Yeah, I missed out on that. You told me just before we recorded this. I was like, hey. Her daughter's 16, 17?
Approximately.
Yeah. $100 is a lot of money.
A week.
A week. Yeah, a week.
It's turned into quite a large discussion on the forums in one thread. I think it's quite outrageous.
She's a mother. She's allowed to do whatever she wants, but she can't preach to someone about knowing the value of money and do that. That's sort of double standards.
Which sort of leads me to agree with the point that maybe Perry is putting it on. Intruder balls.
Intruder balls. It was cheesy, but it wasn't. I was glad to see that the housemates picked and we didn't have to pick, or the housemates picked and that was it. It wasn't a housemate pick. Now the public can pick. It was just housemate and it was done so quickly. You know, housemates, you've got intruders, you've got 10 minutes to pack your bags. That was awesome. I was like, oh.
The problem I had was the fact that they had to repeat the same instructions 9 times over with the Big Brother voice, which I'm already really sick of. They need to change the voice. They need to get a variety of voices in.
And bring back Peter Abbott.
But back to the point, they had to repeat it 9 times over.
As much as I hate this, what's it called? The exit room, eviction room, whatnot. It was put there because of that shock value to say, ex-housemate to the diary room. And the intruder's like, oh shit, what's happening now? But I think after explaining it to the first one, or maybe perhaps just bring all the regular housemates into the diary room and then telling them all and then sending them back out. Because, yeah, we didn't need to hear it that many times.
Yeah, it's a bit difficult to work this out so it's really entertaining television, because the audience response when they were putting the balls in was quite entertaining in itself. But for that, you needed to hear the instructions 9 times over again, which was boring. Or you could take the other route and put it in the Daily Show, give the housemates more time to think and come up with real reasons, rather than them just having to think of the first thing that comes into their head because they only have 30 seconds. So I don't think it was thought through that well. But then again, when we saw the balls being risen out of the box, I don't know how to explain it any better. It was like a lotto machine. It was quite effective.
There's been a lot of backlash about how soft Big Brother has got. And I'm going to say it out loud. Big Brother is a pussy. This 3 strikes thing, you've said all the way through the series. 3 strikes and you can face early eviction. Stop breaking the rules, because you're giving yourself an advantage and I'm not going to tolerate it. But he's tolerating it. I don't understand. Why not just get rid of Jamie? You've got two brand new housemates. That's boosted up the numbers again. Jamie is breaking the rules again and again and again. As much as I don't like him, he's had his time in the house. He needs to go. You don't break the rules that many times and then just be told you're not going to nominate.
We suggested some other punishments, some actual tough punishments for Jamie. On the front page in our poll, we've received about just over 1,000 votes. So currently, 46% of you think Big Brother should just kick him out completely. He's well over his 3 strikes. I think he's maybe on his 26th strike at the moment. So I think he should be kicked out. But 46% of you think the same. 14% think that he shouldn't have any birthday party at all. Remember, it's his birthday party on Wednesday, and he's not letting anybody forget about that. He keeps mentioning it nonstop.
Because he knows he's going to get airtime from it.
10% of you think he should get no prizes prizes at all, and Gretel should just hand him a mirror on stage. And 30% of you think all of the above. And those percentages might not add up to 100, but it's just, yeah, a glitch. But the main reason he isn't being kicked out, I think, is because the length of the show, Big Brother really needs to stick to its schedule because it has advertising contracts, whatever, sponsorship deals. And kicking out Jamie would make the series shorter, and the producers just can't have it.
So let's take that out of the equation. We can't kick him out. What do you think they should do? Not nominating, to me, isn't good enough. That's not...
It was a good start.
It's a good start, but that's where it's going to end.
We were calling for that earlier on because, I mean, Big Brother UK does it, and we all know how much we like Big Brother UK. But not letting him nominate is a start. Definitely no birthday party. Definitely no prizes.
I would be happy with that. But I think not nominating is a start, and it's also an end. That's all they're going to do. If they surprise me, good on them, because I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. It's going to lift my hopes up if they, you know, it's going to lift my opinion of the series if they manage to do that. While we're talking about things we dislike about the series, the tasks, I've ranted about them before, but the tasks that they've picked over the last week or so have been good tasks.
I agree.
If you look at the tasks without housemates, they're great tasks. But when you throw them in with our housemates, they don't mesh well. The task department needs to think of tasks that work for our housemates that we have. Tasks need to bring up issues in the housemates. They need to start conflict. They just need to work with the housemates more than just being a task that the housemates don't like doing, like staying up and whatnot.
So they don't become tedious and it just grates on everybody.
Yeah, tasks are supposed to be a weekly thing that drag out and are part of our daily show. This year, tasks have barely made it to the daily show. If at all, they make it more to up late because they're tasks that people have to be awake for. The tasks need to be a part of the daily show and they need to start things.
The smell thing was quite original. We haven't really seen anything like that in Big Brother Australia. I haven't seen it in international shows I've seen, so it was good that they've thrown
it was a world first.
Possibly a world first, yeah.
But the only thing with that is all the housemates this year are quite relaxed. They're sort of the laid-back type of housemates. And giving them a laid-back task where they sit in chairs and make perfumes, there was that tiny bit of conflict where Rob chose coconut or whatever, and Jamie wanted that as well. But it didn't go anywhere because the housemates are so relaxed with each other and they're just, I don't want to bring up any conflict. If that was with Perry would have gone all out and shit would have hit the fan.
Yes, so tip for next year, more housemates that are going to cause conflict. And because it doesn't look like Adults Only is coming back, no more really good-looking, surfy, typical young Australians. We need people who are going to cause conflict. And I think we need older housemates as well.
Our show... I'm going to get tongue-tied. Our show suggestions forum is anyone can post there. We want to hear what you want in a Big Brother series next year if it comes back. We want to know how you would do it. All these things that we're saying have been in there or we're posting in there. So go in there, post what you would do if you were the producers of the Big Brother show. We want to hear them. Or ring them. Ring us.
Yeah, and call our podcast line. Or call our podcast line and let us know how you'd change Big Brother. What you'd add, what you'd take away, and you can also comment on suggestions other people have made.
Our special guest is going to be returning in one of our upcoming podcasts, so stay tuned to that. He's got some interesting things to tell us. It'll be a great look at the behind-the-scenes side of things, which I know a lot of fans are waiting to hear. So tune in for that one, and keep calling our podcast lines, emailing in.
We're also going to be hooking up with the guy and girl from Big Brother Uncouth, because us podcasters need to stick together.
We need to represent... Bye, guys.